this sun from shining. I want to, hey, how will I do it? Oh, hey, Pharaoh. He said, Moses, go and tell Pharaoh, let my people go. But he went behind to Pharaoh again to refuse Moses. Won't you fear this God? That's what we're saying. He said, go. Hallelujah. Tell him that I send you. See the evidence that I have sent you. He demonstrated the evidence. But the same God again went to Moses and to Pharaoh and agreed. Then Moses came back to the same God again. He no agree. He said, he no agree. Okay. Use this your stick. Strike like this. Turn everywhere to blood. So that he will believe. Pharaoh says, Moses, what happened? What? Let them go, let them go. The next day when he said, we won't go. God go again and say, no, they go. Ha. This is how William Branham said something. God came to Moses when he came down from the mountain and saw what they did. They built themselves an idol and started worshiping in the absence of Moses for just 40 days. He said, Moses, I'm going to wipe off the whole thing and then I'll start with you and start another generation. Then Moses began to advise God. Would people say, we brought out the people and you could not save them? What do you think they would think of this, of you, oh God? So a man was advising God. No. William Branham said, it is the same Spirit of God that went to Moses to advise him against his action. That is the God we are serving. That is the God we are serving. Oh. Ha. Hey. This kind God, I never see your kind.
This kind God, blessed be your holy name.
Blessed be your holy name.
This kind God,
this kind God,
I'll never see your time. This kind God,
hallelujah. That's why he said in Job chapter 12 and verse 16, he said, with him is strength and wisdom. He said, the deceived and the deceiver are his. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He told Ezekiel, he said, if a prophet be deceived, I, the Lord, have deceived that prophet. He said then, after he has deceived him to speak contrary to his perfect will, he said, he, God, will come and destroy that prophet again. Would you fear this God? Let's continue reading. Verse 18. Romans chapter 8, chapter 9. Verse 18. Therefore, has he mercy on him, he will have mercy. And whom he will, he hardeneth. Thou will say then unto me, why doth he yet find fault? For who has resisted his will? Nay, but O man, who art thou that repliest against God? Shall the thing formed say to him that formed it, why hast thou made me thus? Has not the potter power over the clay of the same lump to make one vessel unto honor and another unto dishonor? What if God, willing to show his wrath and to make his power known, endure with much long suffering the vessels of wrath fitted to destruction, and that he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy, which he had afore prepared unto glory? even us, whom he has called, not of the Jews only, but also of the Gentiles. As he said also in Hosea, I will call them my people, which were not my people, and her beloved, which was not beloved. And it shall come to pass that in the place where it was said unto them, ye are not my people, that the Gentiles, there shall they be called the children of the living God. If I don't read any other scripture, brother, this should answer you. He, God, will show mercy on whom he will show mercy. God looked at that thief, that robber. They are called malefactors. And looked at him and said, today, for that, today, you'll be with me in paradise. Just because you recognize that I should not die this death I am dying. Just because even at this point, hallelujah, you have not rejected me. For recognizing my innocence, him, God, decided to give him eternal life. He said, who are you, brother, who wrote this thing, question? To reply, God said, why is Abraham? And you not save your papa when he died an unbeliever. Maybe that is what you are saying. Praise the Lord. Now the question is, he did not pass through water baptism. Why did he, was he, so why was he saved? So you are trying to downplay water baptism. So it means water baptism is not too important. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Understand something. Praise the Lord. Number one, they were under the Old Testament law. They were not under the New Testament law. The New Testament law took effect after the resurrection of Jesus Christ. You must understand that. Hallelujah. And that's why too, praise God. Praise the Lord. That's why you must understand why Jesus Christ said, among all men born of woman, none has been greater than John the Baptist in Matthew chapter 11. He said, but the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than John the Baptist. Why? John the Baptist was under the Old Testament, covered by the blood of animal. We, in the New Testament, we are under a covenant that is sealed with the blood of Jesus Christ. That makes us higher than all of them in the Old Testament. See the position he has placed us. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. There are two categories of people in the Bible I want you to note. Amen. So that you'll understand their position. In Revelation chapter 7, if you read it from verse 9 up to verse 17, let's read it and close on that. From verse 9. Revelation 7 from verse 9. Are we there? He says, after this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes. Somebody shout, white robes. White. And palms in their hands. And cried with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb. And all the angels stood around about the throne and about the elders of the four beasts, and fell before the throne on their faces and worshiped God, saying, amen, blessings and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto God forever and ever. Amen. Now, see where I'm going. And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, what are these which are arrayed in white robes? And whence came they? And I said unto him, sir, thou knowest. And he said unto me, these are they which came out of great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, are they before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple, and he that seated on the throne shall dwell among them. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat, for the lamp which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and shall lead them unto living fountains of water, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Go to Revelation 19. Verse 7. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife has made herself ready. And to her was arrayed, granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen. Somebody shout fine linen. Fine. Clean and white. For the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. And he said unto me, write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said unto me, these are the true sayings of God. Now note it. This group of people here in Revelation chapter 7, they are clothed in white robe. But the group in Revelation chapter 19 here, they are clothed in fine linen. Listen, clean and white. Listen. You will notice something here that they all wear white, but there is a distinction in the quality of the robes the two groups wear. One is fine linen material. The other one is just white cloth. The white cloth, Revelation chapter 7, said they are those that have gone through great tribulation. These are a group of people that die for the gospel. And they pass through different all the ages. Those that died through martyrdom. Those that died for standing for the gospel in the time of persecution. They are given white linen. I want you to understand one point. Now listen. But this other group, he's called the bride, has made herself ready. Hallelujah. They are given fine linen. It means there are two different categories. There must be something that distinguishes the two of them, that made the other's material better than the material of the other one. Now let me tell you. Church, this is important you catch it. Praise the Lord. If you give your life to Christ today, if you are going to be a bride member, you will not die immediately. Listen, church. You will not go in the rapture. Church, listen. And occupy the same position as those who gave their life to Christ, and they were allowed to face all the trials and temptations, and yet they still stood for their gospel. They have two different rewards. Anyone that will be at that level of white linen, you will give your life to Christ and God will allow you to be tempted. God will also give you a talent. The purpose of giving you that talent is to determine which position you will occupy after the rapture. So he will give you time to trade with the talent. All the virtues of Christianity, you will be allowed, given the opportunity to display them. That is why in every age, he said, to him that overcome. To him that overcometh. There is something you must overcome. And it is your ability to go through that overcoming situations. You were able to overcome all the trials, all the temptations, all the hunger, all. You still refused to bend your faith. You stood gallantly for some time, hallelujah, to acquire something for your crown. They are those that are given the crown. So start with, if you kill me now, are you punishing me? Eh? If you kill me, if you kill a Christian, are you punishing him? No, say it now. Are you punishing him? You have sent him to glory. No, that's the truth. But when you stand there, what claim will you give before God for a position? Your position is acquired. Now that we have the opportunity, church, acquire your crown. The bride of Jesus Christ, I'm saying it, that young man cannot, at the cross, cannot occupy the same position like me. Do you understand? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The one that received the Holy Ghost 1 month after he died by accident or he was killed, he cannot occupy the same position with me. How many souls has he won? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Which hunger did he go to? Which frustration did he go to? For the truth. Persecutions will come. All that shall live godly in Christ shall suffer persecution. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, when we get to heaven, every one of us, that we be in the bright setting, there must be a testimony you will give. Church, listen. And the testimony is not, listen, church, the testimony is not the number of prayers that you prayed and we are answered. Not the number of miracles that took place in your ministry. The testimony is how you overcame. That is the testimony. How did you overcome? Brother Jerry, did you make it? How? Upon all the abuse and abuse you from my office every day, you were still able to make it. Congratulations. Congratulations. How did you make it? It's how did you make it? How did you make it? Hallelujah. That is what will entitle you to fine linen. Glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown. Yes, we shall wear a crown. Yes, we shall wear a crown. And when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown in the new Jerusalem. Church, listen. When the Bible in Revelation chapter 11 says, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. When they said they overcame by the blood of the Lamb, they are not saying that which came to you. And you say, blood of Jesus, and you ran away. That's not it all. That is not it all. Don't let the deliverance ministers confuse you. That's not the meaning of the statement. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. They overcame by the blood of the Lamb. It means they allowed the blood to wash away their sins. That is one. And the word of their testimony, the lives that they lived. The life that they lived on earth here. No matter what happened, they lived through to godliness, righteousness, under any situation, job or no job. I refuse to open my leg for anybody to give me work. I refuse for any man to sleep with me before marrying me. I was getting to almost 40 years, but I say in a lie, I will be a good soldier. I will die at my post. Lie, nothing. I will contend. I will move. That is the word of the testimony. No matter what situation came your way, you stood firm with the word. You refused to bend the word of their testimony. It is not standing to say, praise the Lord. I want to give testimony because we overcame by the word of our testimony. Nothing like that. That is not the meaning of that statement. The life that you live was what stood for you. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Let us stand up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord.